Now we go back tonight, to tonight, and continue now with our thriller serial.
Cherokee 6300, Gulf Romeo Lima. Pilot, Matt Shaw. Divorced, broke, a loner who doesn't get involved. Except with Bent Racing, the champion jockey's sister, an exploding aircraft. Flying three passengers to Haydock and looking for a man called Tideman. Major Rupert Tideman.
Rat Race. By Dick Francis. Dramatized in four parts by Martin Reed. And starring Howell Bennett as Matt Shaw. Part 3.
One lime and lemonade for the lady pilot.
Thanks. Did you watch me land?
Yes. Still got an undercarriage?
I got enough sarcasm from Colin, thanks.
Only kidding. You touched down like a feather.
Thanks. Liverpool radar was terrific. It put me smack over the race course. So, how was the investigation branch?
Not supposed to say, but tell me if you catch a glimpse of Major Tideman.
What? Do you mean Rupert Tideman blew up the plane?
I think so. The investigation branch, being gents out of the same stable, aren't so sure.
But how? What does he gain by it?
How was a remote control in his binocular case. What he gained was a firework display. It was meant to look like an assassination attempt. It was a great evening at Newmarket.
It was. And I'll be watching Midge. She fell for you.
Will Chanter be here today?
Crave his company, do you?
I wonder what the penalty is for putting down aging hippie rivals.
Aha, the Iceman melted. Is he your rival?
Figure of speech.
Mr. Harley's niece has quite a reputation. And is there honey still for tea?
Touché.
Ladies and gentlemen, runners and riders are going down for the start of the 3 o'clock.
Come on, Colin's in this. Let's go down to the rails.
Sound effects written by Colin.
Leant over the rails and watched Colin win the cup, racing day in, day out, like any other job. Annie Villa's horse came third. I looked round the course. No sign of the Major.
Who did you fly up here?
Annie Villa's and Kenny Bass.
Ouch.
The weather in the cabin was a trifle frosty.
Oh, I'll bet. How did that happen?
Well, the flight was booked by a northern trainer who didn't know they weren't exactly on speaking terms. Name of Ambrose. Know him?
Dirty raincoat and greasy trilby?
That's him. He calls it his lucky hat. Kenny romped home in the next race. Ambrose's hat didn't help him. His horse was seventh. Should be a fun trip home. Glanced at the sky.
Oh, that was Colin's last race. Would you go over the maps with me and...
check the plane in case the Major's been busy? Sure. So you'll be routed round the Manchester zone and via the radio beacon at Lichfield there.
Oh, well, that's straightforward. Thanks for checking the plane.
I don't suppose Tideman will try anything again.
Uh-oh, clouds building up.
Don't worry, I'll be right behind you.
Well, better get the engine turning for my lord and master.
Take care, Nancy. Must be nice always to fly a winner.
Matt... you are flying a winner. Just believe it.
Sat in the plane, waiting for Ambrose. The weather in the cabin hadn't improved.
Should have had a bomb up your nag's ass, Miss Villas.
You were riding horses with more intelligence than their jockey, Mr. Bast.
Ambrose lurched up, hatless and coat flapping in the wind.
Hang on, driver, hang on. Oh, how... I was finishing my beer.
Time is money, Mr. Ambrose.
Oh, wait a minute. Where's my hat? I've lost my lucky hat.
Oh, blast your damned hat.
Oh, bugger, I left it in the gents. You, up across and get it.
Good God, man, he's not a lucky.
Certainly, sir. I'll fetch your lucky hat. Found the members' cloakroom. The greasy Trilby was by the basins. Glanced in the mirror. Not the face of a winner. Ran the tap and splashed cool water. I didn't hear him come in. Didn't hear the soft suede shoes pad up behind me.
Ah! What the hell are you doing here?
Hello, Major. I've been looking for you.
Why have you come back?
Come back? I haven't been anywhere.
I saw you with my own eyes. You took off with Ross and his sister.
Not me. Nancy's ferrying Colin on her own.
My God. Oh, my God.
A terrible, terrifying suspicion hit me.
Major, no. Not again.
I...
Not another bomb.
No.
What?
Tell me.
What have you done to that plane?
Not a bomb. The radio.
You've immobilized the radio. How?
You mad bastard. Nitric acid blast. On the lead. The master switch.
Why? Why are you doing this?
I can't tell you. You'll kill me.
Who? Who'll kill you?
Sure. The acid. It'll take 15 minutes to eat through it. That's 20, maybe.
Nancy alone in the sky, cut off, I knew where my priority lay.
Tiedemann, you are a marked man.
You can stop her if you're quick. I swear, never again.
Believe me, Major, you'll never get the chance again.
I was across the grass, into the plane, and up in the air at a speed that would have impressed a Derby winner.
What's the bloody rush? Here, what have you done to me looking at?
It got into a fight.
Kenny and Annie sat stony-faced in the back, absorbed in the racing papers. Ambrose started to doze. I made an urgent call.
Golf Romeo Lima, to Liverpool approach.
Liverpool approach. Pass your message at Golf Romeo Lima.
Request check on a flight out of Haydock 10 minutes ahead of me. ID Golf Zulu King. Her radio may be faulty.
Roger. Stand by.
I thought of the nitric acid eating away at the copper wire. 15 minutes. Come on, control. Come on.
Golf Zulu King to Preston Information.
Preston Information. Good afternoon, Amy Johnson. How can we help you?
Ah, very funny. Can you check weather report Cambridge? Actual and forecast, please.
Latest weather reports indicate total cloud cover over area southeast of the Tees.
Oh, my God, that's all we need.
Cambridge actual weather.
Hello?
I don't believe it.
Fast from the southwest.
It's breaking up.
Base, 1,200 feet, top
speed. Like a bit of thumb?
No! Golf Zulu King to Preston. We lost you mid-transmission. Repeat message, please.
Nancy?
Preston, can you hear me? Come in, please. Oh, Colin, it's dead.
Nancy, the instrument dials, they're registering zero.
What? Oh, my God.
What's it mean?
It means we have an electrical failure.
What's the procedure?
There isn't one.
Liverpool approach to Golf Romeo Lima. Preston report they had contact with Golf Zulu King. Lost her mid-transmission. She was on track for Litchfield.
Damn. Look, the ink on her license is still wet. 90 hours and not qualified to carry passengers in cloud.
On a day like today, terrific.
She could do it. The engine wouldn't stop. Altimeter, speed indicator, compass, they'd go on working. But no fuel indicator, no radio.
Listen, Liverpool, I made out her flight plan. She may stick to it if she thinks Cambridge is clear. I'm going to follow her and find her.
Roger. Blood RAF radar stations. You're now leaving Liverpool and entering Birmingham zone. Have explained situation. Change frequency to 118.5.
118.5. Roger.
Good luck, mate. You'll need it.
Thanks.
You're busy.
I'm just retuning the radio.
I was going to have to tell them soon.
Birmingham Tower to Golf Romeo Lima. I've got at least 10 unidentified possibles on the screen. RAF Wangswold aren't as busy as us. I'm consulting them.
Can you tell them that at about 5-3, she should change her heading to 125?
Will do. Stand by. Golf Romeo Lima, we have a report that Colin Ross is on board the other plane. Can you confirm?
Affirmative. The pilot is his sister.
Look, I'll route you straight through Birmingham instead of round it.
Terrific. I'm faster than her 400. I could still catch her.
Retune to RAF Cottesmore. Northern radar 122.1. And good luck.
I took a deep breath. She was in no immediate danger. I had an hour to find her, in roughly 3,000 square miles of featureless sunlit sky. Piece of cake.
God, this is hopeless. What do?
We don't. Panic. We must be over Litchfield.
How much fuel have we got?
There's no way of telling now. I think we give ourselves 15 minutes to look for a break in the clouds and find a nice level field.
Suppose we don't find a clear patch.
Then we head dead east for the fens and hope the weather's better there.
And if it isn't?
We go down blind.
RAF Cottesmore to Golf Romeo Lima. Report 5 unidentified aircraft on screen.
5? She could be any one of them.
Doing our best. Stand by.
Checked my own height, speed, direction. Past Litchfield. 29 minutes to Cambridge. Too long. Pushed open the throttle.
Cottesmore to Golf Romeo Lima. Now 6 aircraft on screen. There's another farther west.
It may be me.
Turn left 45 degrees for identification.
Roger. How's that?
Identified. Return to former heading. Stand by.
What do you do that for?
Identifying myself to the new radar control.
We nearly home, driver?
Little while yet, Kenny.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Not at all, Miss Villers.
You have to. Filthy habit, smoking.
Golf Romeo Lima have spotted a possum. It passed close to the south of us 5 minutes ago and has now turned north.
North? No, no, that's not her.
Wait. Same aircraft has now flown in a complete circle and resumed a track of 125.
That might be her, Cottesmore. I'm going to look for that one. Can you give me a steer to close on its present track?
Turn left to 090. You are 30 miles to the west. Stand by.
I had less than half an hour to find her. The more the plane circled, the sooner I'd catch it. But if it wasn't Nancy...
Yeah, we're off course. I can read a compass.
I couldn't put it off any longer.
Okay, everyone, there's an emergency. Nancy Ross is piloting her brother in a plane ahead of us. Their radio has failed. We're going to find them and shepherd them down.
Do you mean Ross is lost up here?
My God, how terrifying.
Well, we're not dancing around the skies at my expense.
Mr. Ambrose, do you seriously propose we make no attempt to help?
He doesn't have to ask your permission.
Oh, pipe down, you little runt. I'm reporting you, Shaw.
We're going, Mr. Ambrose. What you do later is your affair.
Cottesmore to Golf Romeo Lima. I'm handing you on to RAF Witten. They know the situation. Very good luck.
Thanks. She's still above the clouds. We're directly behind them and travelling 60 knots faster. We'll soon catch them up.
If it is them.
RAF Witten to Golf Romeo Lima.
Go ahead, Witten.
Cloud base at Cambridge, 600 feet. No further deterioration in past half hour. Visibility, 3 nautical miles in light rain.
Nice.
Very. Aircraft circling about 2 miles south of Peterborough radio mast.
Not there. Not into 700 feet of iron.
Relax. She's climbing again and tracking dead east. You are now 6 miles to the west.
Witten, I'm climbing to 8,000 feet. See better.
Roger, cleared to 80.
What's happening?
If we go flat out, we should reach them in about 10 minutes. Right, now this is where you come in. Kenny, Take my flight notebook and my red felt tip.
Got it.
I'm going to dictate various letters and numbers. Now write them down big, one to a sheet. They'll be on your side of the plane, Miss Villers. When we're close enough, hold them up to the window as I tell you.
Hey, you're not a flaming stuntman. I've seen it in the films. Wingtips touch it. Bang!
Ah, cheese it, Mike. Oh. Come on, Annie.
Ready when you are, Kenny.
The weather seemed to be improving.
Right. First, F L W.
F L W. Yep, got that.
Witten to Golf Romeo Lima. Aircraft now 5 miles ahead.
Let's hope she stays on course.
Only a few minutes, Nancy. Don't go down now, please.
Time's nearly up.
And still no break in the clouds. Well, that's it then. Oh, God.
Cheer up. We're insured with a racegoer's accident fund. She'll get a Rolls Royce out of this.
Don't joke, Colin, please.
It's called keeping your spirits up. You never know. We could go straight for the cloud onto 1,000 acres of lovely flat wheat field. Time's up.
Right. I said we push down the nose and send up a prayer. Ready?
Ready. Good luck.
Here goes.
Nancy, wait!
Colin, we decided!
Wait! Level out, for God's sake! Nancy, it's a plane! It's a bloody plane! Level out, will you? Level out!
I'm trying!
It's the US Cavalry, my side!
I see it! Can you make out any markings?
Yeah, yeah. I don't believe it. I do not believe it. Where did you find him, Nancy? In the boy's own paper.
What do you mean? Who?
Look at the fuselage. Derry down. It's Matt Shaw.
Well, you've done it, mate. You've come up on the rails and pinched it.
Congratulations, Mr. Shaw.
I put the nose down and accelerated. It was like a Ferrari catching up with a bicycle.
There's Rossi! Hi, mate, how you doing?
Do you mind not bellowing down my ear hole?
Golf Romeo Lima to RAF Witten. Have made contact. Confirm. It is Golf Zulu King. Going in as close as I dare.
Roger. Your intentions?
Lead them up to the wash. Descend over sea. Follow river and railway from King's Lynn to Cambridge.
I see. Are you carrying passengers?
Affirmative. I am aware of the implications. Can you give me a steer to King's Lynn?
Delighted. Steer 040 and retune to Marum on frequency 1190. Very good luck!
Right, Miss Willis, hold up the letters for follow, one by one.
F. L. W?
He's giving the thumbs up.
Now 0, then 4, then 0 again. That's their bearing.
They've understood.
Right then. Fingers crossed.
Where are we going?
To the seaside.
I can't swim.
This is RAF Marum to Golf Romeo Lima. You have 2 miles to run to the coast.
Hope the tide's in.
Affirmative. High water, 18 and 40 hours. Regional pressure setting 998 millibars. Stand by.
Roger. Okay, team. Now we want S E A. Good. Now 998. Then MBS.
We haven't got an M.
Oh, W upside down.
Quick thinking, Batman.
And you can forget ever riding for me.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Golf Romeo Lima, you are now crossing the coast.
Roger. Now we want to tell them the cloud base height.
Nancy wasn't going to like this one.
They're holding up BASE 600. What's that?
The height of the bottom of the clouds from the ground. I'm not allowed to land in that.
Haven't got much option, have we? Hang on. 40 N and M.
That's Cambridge. 40 nautical miles.
Then follow again.
Right. I don't understand. He's circling. Ah, he's lining up with the railway.
No more instructions, then.
Up to me now. Through 3,000 feet of cumulonimbus and no space underneath. Hang on, Colin. This could be the bumpiest ride you've ever had.
Bloody hell! They were dropping like a stone! Pull back, Nats! For God's sake, pull back!
Seatbelts, everyone.
You're driving like a maniac.
Don't mind them crashing into the back of us.
Jeez! You do this for a living?
Oh, wish I hadn't had that flash pint.
Right, hold tight. We're coming through it. Now. Cambridge Airport, everyone.
Lit up like... Bleeding Piccadilly Circus!
Familiar red and blue emergency lights flashed below me. I was making a habit of this. We all stood in the rain looking up at the clouds. The minutes ticked by, nothing. The sirens were switched off. The lights flashed in the silence. Everyone watching, waiting.
Listen!
Look! There she is!
She's through!
The little red and white aeroplane appeared out of the cloud and circled the airfield. Nancy had made it.
Again.
Okay, it's all over now, it's okay.
She was great. And pulled us out of a terrible drop.
Starting to crows, Rossi. You've ridden some cliffhangers in your time, but jeez.
Right, that's over. I'm going to the toilet and then to the bar for a flaming great breakfast.
Oh, Annie.
I know, dear. You're coming with me.
But the plane.
I'll deal with that. You were fantastic. Earned your wings.
Thanks, Matt. I'll see you in a minute.
And you, Mr. Bates, I want a word with you.
Oh, God. Spelling lessons now, I suppose.
How the hell did you know we were in trouble, Matt?
Come over to your plane. I'll show you. It'll be under the panel somewhere. Ah!
What is it?
This little beauty is a wad of fiberglass containing nitric acid.
Acid?
It's attached to the master switch, see? Here, the copper wire in the cable has been eaten through.
Sabotage? But who? Why?
Same gentleman who planted the bomb, Major Rupert Tiedemann.
Tiedemann? Wait a minute. Another plane with me aboard.
Which he thought I was piloting.
So, he's making it look as though someone's trying to kill me.
While making damn sure you stay alive.
I left the lethal package where it was for the investigators and made for the bar. The only occupant was Ambrose.
Where is everyone?
Oh, that villainous woman whisked your lady friend away to avoid the press. Didn't her home. The Aussie runt went to get his mug on telly.
Fair enough.
Reporters. Oh, hang on. Message from Miss Ross. I've written it down here somewhere. Brother's riding at Folkestone on Tuesday. See you then. And would I make sure you call her in the morning?
Thanks. Sorry about the delay.
So am I. Well, I'm off. And you can tell Harley I'm putting in for a new act.
I watched the ugly figure waddle away in his lucky hat. I didn't know then I'd never see him again. I flew home, rang the investigation branch, and reported my cozy chat with Tiedemann. Up to them now. Crashed out. I had an interview next day on the dot of nine.
Good morning.
Sit down. Shut up.
You probably want to talk about Article 25, Paragraph 4, Subsection A.
Speechless, I am speechless.
And Regulation 8, Paragraph 2 of the Air Navigation Order.
Speechless! Completely and utterly speechless!
Mr. Harley, when you finish being speechless, Captain Shaw admits the contravention.
Mr. Shaw would be hard put not to. Taking paying customers over the sea in a single-engine aircraft and landing them in a cloud base lower than 1,000 feet... You won't be surprised to hear you're being prosecuted by the investigation branch.
for saving two people's lives? You're a pilot, Mr. Harley. What would you have done? Let her crash into a radio mast? Now, I got some flying...
I haven't finished yet. Colin Ross has cancelled his trip to Folkestone.
What? Well, maybe his horse has been withdrawn.
Or he's decided he gets enough excitement from racing. Look, are you sure you wouldn't be happier somewhere else?
You are pathetic, Mr. Harley. Too weak to fire me and too canny to let me go. Good morning.
Felt better after that. Made a phone call. Needed balm and sympathy and a soft female voice. What I got was the cleaning lady.
I'm sorry, Miss Ross is not available at present.
Tried 20 times over the next 3 days. It was either that voice or the answer phone. What the hell was going on? Monday. The police woke up and started looking for Tideman. Strangely enough, they couldn't find him. Tuesday. Still no word from Nancy. Flew two Hooray Henrys to Folkestone. First thing I saw was Colin Ross stepping out of an Aztec. A polyplane's Aztec.
Colin! Hang on a minute, mate.
I've got a taxi waiting.
What's going on? Where's Nancy?
My sister is not your concern. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a horse to ride.
Well, before I've had an explanation, Colin. You owe me that.
I thought you'd have had the guts to tell her yourself.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about this.
He shoved a couple of newspapers under my nose. My heart sank.
Hero pilot convicted of gross negligence. Ross's rescuer sacked from South American airline for cowardice. Captain Shaw, an ex-gunrunner. Didn't come clean about that, did you?
Let me tell you a few facts, Mr. Ross. Facts which our fearless reporters have chosen to ignore in the interest of good copy. You tell your precious sister that A, I have been vindicated from charges of gross negligence. B, the South American airline was a cowboy outfit who wanted to send me up in a death trap. C, it wasn't guns, it was medical supplies. And D, because of the rules I broke last Friday getting you two down, I'm going to find myself in court again, convicted, fined, and in debt.
Are you serious?
No, this is my comic turn. That was a coward up in the sky with you, was it? Happy race.
Just hang on a minute. Why didn't you tell her?
Why should I? I hardly know your sister.
According to Midge, you're halfway up the aisle.
What? I met Nancy 3 times. In any case, I've hardly got enough for the marriage license.
Matt... I'm sorry.
Yes, well, next time, don't believe all you read in the paper.
No, I don't mean that. Look, I'll get her back. I'll explain when she phones.
Get her back? Where's she gone?
She's gone on a motorbike trip to the Pennines.
Motorbike trip?
I'm sorry, Matt. She's gone with Chanter.
Part 3 of Rat Race by Dick Francis starred Howell Bennett as Matt Shaw. Rat Race is a BBC World Service drama production directed by David Hitchinson.
The fourth and final part of Rat Race can be heard at the same time next week.